Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
And time on 4HI for Q&A, and once again in the studio with me, the guru, Steve Taylor. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Mick.
Now, Steve, we've got a good one this week. We've had a listener, and he said that last week's Q&A, which featured a duplex at Bribie Island for $1.15 million, in his opinion, was out of reach to most people, and has asked, could you give a more realistic example, explaining simply how you create wealth by making inflation work for you?
That's a good comment, Mick. So to keep it simple, mate, I won't mention tax benefits, but I'll focus solely on making inflation work for you.
Okay, Steve, well, first instance, let's use a generic house and land price of, say, $500,000 for one of your executive houses in Brisbane.
Okay. You know, Mick, to understand inflation, for the last 45 years, the average price of a house in Brisbane has doubled every 8 years. For example, in 1972, the average price in Brisbane was $15,000. Now it's well over $600,000. But for the sake of the exercise, we'll work on prices doubling every 10 years.
Steve, that's just mind-boggled. How can that keep happening?
Mick, look, while the dollar value might double, the real value stays much the same. What's happening is that with inflation, the value of your dollar is halved, so in 10 years' time, you just need twice as many dollars to buy that same house.
Okay, Steve. Well, let's make it simple.
Righto. While the dollar amount you borrowed does not move with inflation, what you purchase does. So you're constantly creating equity. That's the difference between what you owe and the dollar value of the property.
Okay, mate. Time for that simple example then.
Right, Mick. If you bought a residential property today for $500,000, what would 10% deposit be?
Well, it's easy, $50,000.
That's right.
So you'd have to borrow $45,000.
Yeah, $450,000.
All right, yep.
Right, that's right, Mick. So you've got $50,000 is your equity. That's the difference between what the house is worth and what you owe the bank.
Okay, Steve, I've got that. What's next?
Right, Mick. So if in 10 years' time, let's say you've paid $100,000 off the loan, how much would you owe the bank? If you started with $450,000, you paid $100,000 off.
Well, you're $350,000.
$350,000.
Simple figures.
Right, so Mick, if in 10 years the house is worth $1 million, you owe the bank $350,000. How much is your equity then?
Oh, mate, if I sold the house for $1 million and paid the bank back $350,000, I'd have $650,000.
So you make it simple, mate. You've turned $50,000 into $650,000 in 10 years.
Okay, Steve, but how much would I have contributed over that 10 years?
Well, as I've often said, every client is different, and it also varies with your income tax bracket, interest rates, etc. But generally, between $120 and $170 bucks a week, that's all it's costing you to turn $50,000 into $650,000.
If I did not have the savings for a $50,000 deposit, plus stamp duty, legals, etc., can I still use equity in my home in Emerald?
Yes, Mick, you can. And mate, yesterday at the show, I was having a yarn with Kerry Harrell. Kerry's the local Herrontrod White Valuer. Mate, I've never seen him so optimistic about the future of house prices in Emerald. He said, not only as we reach the bottom of the J curve, he said, all the cheapies are gone, and he's just so confident about prices going up. So the bottom line is people will start to have equity, so they can use their equity in their homes to buy investment properties. And the other thing is, mate, all the major banks, they still will only lend 70%, but I've got a lender who'll lend 90%. So if you're thinking about using equity in your home, come and see me, mate.
All right, mate. Can we explore local lending on 10% deposit next week?
Sure, Mick. That'd be great, mate.
Okay, great. Now, you can Google Steve Taylor. You hit the Contact Us button when you get there. He's still number one on the internet. Or you can call the office 07-4987-7567. Thanks, mate. We'll talk more next week.
Thanks, Mick.
Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.